Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you. We are broadcasting live to Facebook, our website, and also YouTube. If you are watching this live, be sure to comment in the wherever you may be watching this. Be sure to leave a comment. Let us know where you're watching from and get your questions ready because we have a very interesting guest on the show tonight. My name is Cade Moyer and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you do wish to join me, we do have open lines tonight. So this is very, very exciting. We have a very exciting guest with us tonight. We're going to introduce him in a minute if you already don't know who it is. But the call-in number is on the bottom of the screen if you are watching the video version of this. The number is 0730403096. Call in and share your strange and unexplainable stories, or if you have a question for our guest, be sure to share it either in the chat or call in and ask him now. Tonight, I am joined by a very good friend of the show, very good friend of mine, Damien Knott. Welcome, mate.
Okay, great to be on, mate.
It's good to have you back. It's been a little while.
It has been quite a while.
It has. How have you been? You've been busy. You've been putting together a couple of pieces of kind of like documentaries and stuff like that. I swear you're always putting something together, mate. So what's new in your world?
That's, you hit the nail on the head there. That's part of my problem. I'm always trying to do too many things at once. And then I never get the actual things I started with finished because I'm doing a million other things, but that's just my brain. That's the way it works.
That's
but
a creator's curse,
isn't it?
Will
get there, out there eventually. Yeah, where it's meant to.
Mate, it is. It's something that I think a lot of people, probably you and I would know this very well, is that when you're kind of in these kind of fields, your brain never really stops and you're always kind of chasing the next thing, the next kind of little bit of content that's just going to spark the interest. And I can imagine for someone like you who has literally one of the most impressive UFO video picture archives literally in the world, that this is something that is never ending for you. This is just your everyday life.
I guess so, if you put it that way. It's been my life since I was young, not the whole videotaping part of it, but seeing them and having them a part of my life has been with me for a while. But yeah, I mean, for the last decade since I've been public, it's all I've really known is, or I've taught myself actually, is camera work and videos and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been great, the learning experience and learning how to do different things, finding other passions through this as well, such as videography and whatnot. It's been great. But, you know, I don't claim I've got the biggest collection in the world or anything like that. Others do that for me for some reason. But, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there with larger collections than me. It's not about the size. It's about the quality, I guess, at the end of the day. But that's the funny thing. Humans want to see, you know, the best quality video and photo. And somehow that will make them believe it's real. And it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. In reality, you have to see the phenomenon with your own eyes to actually understand that it's real and it's legit. And there's a lot of factors that go into why we don't have the most incredible footage in history. And, you know, I can touch on that a bit later. But It's a strange phenomenon. It's a strange thing to be a part of, and you know, and I guess that's just become my life. Yeah.
Yeah. One question I do have for you, because like we're really living in, I guess it really, perspective is everything when it comes to UFOs, and that's something that I've learned really closely from you, actually. So, one thing I do want to ask you though is like, what's your views on this whole disclosure thing that's kind of going on? Because disclosure is different for, I think, every person. Every person has their own idea of what disclosure is going to be. What's your thoughts on everything that's kind of going on at the moment?
My thoughts is that this is just another public relations exercise, same as Project Sign, Grudge, Blue Book, and everything else in between, the Condon Report. This is basically another way to quell the public's attention. It happens every, you know, a couple of decades or whatever, and they have to say, oh, we're going to do something because the reports mount up and there's a whole bunch of special sightings by qualified people. You know, I think anyone who sees something and knows that it's not real is qualified, because yeah, most people aren't stupid. We know what we're looking at. But unfortunately, the public seem to want to wait for a disclosure from the government, and that disclosure is never going to happen. You know, what the Navy said back in 2018, how UFOs are real, but we don't know what they are. I think that's closest we're ever going to get. The committee that's actually looking to UFOs at the moment, they've already come across as very, what's the word? They're not really interested in solving the phenomenon. They're not really even interested in looking at the phenomenon. They don't really have any idea about the greatest cases out there. They've never looked into that. They've never really looked into it at all. What they're going to do, and with the report that was already released by the Pentagon, the preliminary report saying that out of all these cases, there was a whole bunch that weren't explained. But what they went on to say was those cases could be explained if there was more data or information, i.e. if there was more witnesses, or if there was this or that, or we had more data, then we know you can't explain UFO phenomenon with all the data in the world. It doesn't work. It can tell you stuff about it. Okay, well, it appears here and it appears in certain areas and it does this and it flies like this and that. But really, the actual core mechanism behind the phenomenon still remains elusive. And that's what we're looking for. But in people's minds, they believe the government's going to tell us the truth and let the information out that it's, you know, they're good aliens and they're here to help us and all this kind of stuff. It's not going to work that way, because most of the government or people looking into it have no real idea what they're dealing with. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, they don't. And, you know, there may be people out there who believe they have an idea. Like, there's individuals that have a spin on it, like a religious spin, i.e. it's demonic or it's this or that. And I know some of these individuals are high up in agencies like CIA and NSA and all this kind of stuff, and people have reasons for keeping this a secret. And i.e. I believe the main reason is that they don't know what it is, and so they don't want the public to, you know, freak out and stop going to work and everything like that. So by basically saying there's nothing to it, that's a sign, go back to your work, people, go back to paying this taxes, be good little slaves, and don't question anything. And so this comes about every decade, two decades, three decades, the same sort of thing, and it's just going to happen again. I'm not waiting, or I don't, with bated breath, for anything that the government says to be a reality, because it's something that they really have no idea, little idea about, the actual core phenomenon behind this. And that's the part of the high strangeness part of the UFO topic. It's not as simple as aliens coming from another planet. Sure, they might be some of the phenomenon back in the day or whatever, but it goes much deeper than that on different levels. And I'm not sitting here hoping that the government's going to tell us the truth, because I know they won't. And back history has confirmed that time and time again. Their own studies have confirmed that they're not interested in the truth, just interested in silencing the public and silencing any questions we may have.
Yeah. I think you basically nailed it there, mate, because everything that you kind of said is very much along the lines that I basically agree with everything you said there. One thing I do want to kind of add to the discourse is I do like that the US government is bringing in basically sanctions that will allow basically anyone within the military to come forward without fear of, you know, losing their jobs or anything like that. Kind of like a whistleblower clause to share what they've seen. And while I don't think the US Army or the Navy or the government is going to come out and say, hey, yeah, cool, UFOs are real, and this is exactly what they are, I think this adds to the discourse and really opens up the conversation, which I think is probably one of the biggest benefits about it, because the UFO subject is, it's so big and it's so deep. It can go in so many different rabbit holes that we are missing out so much information from people just not wanting to come forward because of the ridicule. And just for this one thing being added to their law structure, is really going to change things in that kind of discussion format.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not... It's a great thing, yeah. I agree with you that they're changing rules so that people can be more open and report sightings. And I hope they do that with civilian airlines as well, that they get, so it's not such... so hushed up, you know, by other pilots. But at the end of the day, that's just going to bring us more data points. It's going to bring us more...
You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become...
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Remember today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.